Good morning, planet Earth. Good morning to the crystals at the health food store, new agey instruments, signs of your disgrace. Good morning to those people that live in swamps, those people that try to drain swamps. Good morning to the swamp people. Good morning to those jungle folk climbing in them jungle trees, looking for that special fruit that makes your body toot. It is March the 31st. March the 31st, 2025, Bo Blimp Doc. You know, we're almost like a whole third through the year, aren't we? One third, almost. And if you're one third of the way through a year, you can see the way the way the year is going to end, my friend. You can see the edge of tomorrow. It's Monday. It's 7 a.m. It's March the 31st, 2025. Can you see the edge of tomorrow? Can you see the periphery as you walk down the hallway? Can you see the corners? Can you see the cracks? Can you see the holes? Can you see the blanks? Can you see the pixelation? Can you see the failure and the rot? Can you see the airplane falling out of the sky? Can you see the food processing plant catching fire so you die? Can you see the cattle and the pig and the chicken having four-way Wyoming-style sex and giving each other chicken, pig, cow herpes? And now those things must be burnt or, you know, given to China. How the fuck would you know, Mega Man? You wouldn't know. You wouldn't know. Just cook up them chicken and cow and pig with the bird flu herpes and tell me stories about farmers setting fire to piles of potatoes. Hey, show me a video of those tanks rolling down the railway. Huh? They look like SP-155 to me, but then I'm not retarded. No, I think I figured it out. I woke up in a terrible fever last night. A terrible fever of the mind and the heart and the soul, where the body exudes its pain and despair as a green monktus dripping onto the floor. And it smells of the ancient death so uncovered, as if the permafrost is collapsing and all the old dead things and all the frozen ghosts are coming to haunt us. Frozen ghosts from 70,000 years ago, when we killed and ate all the Neanderthal. Those unfrozen ghosts are coming to haunt us. They're going to sell diet pills. Neanderthal ghosts. I woke up last night, frozen and freaking and shaking, craking. My eyes were turning red and yellow. My liver was failing. I woke up last night and I figured out, I know what timeline we're on. It's Iron Sky. It's the Nazis on the dark side of the moon. Yeah, some things are different, but some things are the same. Elon Musk is Vivian Wagner. And Trump is definitely the president, but hey, all tranny. It's Iron Sky. It's stupid. It's absurd. It's gotten so dumb and so absurd. It's like, oh, the president says we're going to take Greenland. And I'm thinking to myself, wow, I mean, it seems like there are no checks and balances in this thing that people say works, because how do you do that? How do you rip off a big chunk of land like that? You know, and what kind of people do that? What kind of people steal and rip off? If you want to be a best case or optimist, and I know there are fuckers out there who are like this, oh, but Dan, they're the black hats and the white hats. They're the good guys and the bad guys, and the good guys are going to tell us the truth about the alien tubes and the spaceships and the planets, and they're going to help us become free again with free energy. Elon Gus Musk, with Tulsi Scrabbard, is going to set up a base on Mars, and there's going to be, you know, martini bars, and we're going to live in hotels on Mars. So they're the people who want to sell you on the whole white hat, good guys, or, you know, succeeding. And then there are people who tell you, no, Dan, Trump is Hitler, and we're going to round people up and move them places, which, again, could very well be true, but that's not new. That's not new or news. We started rounding people up and shipping them places before the ink was dry on the Constitution, retard. So it's not new. It's not news. Setting up straw men that we can topple, something we did right from the beginning. And right from the beginning, like every crooked HOA, we ripped off people. So none of that's new. The Greenland thing is absurd, but it's not new. Gaza is horrific and absurd. And Trump talking about building a Trump Tower there, it's not new. What we are seeing, what we're experiencing, is the cartoonish version of the United States of America. If it were a really silly, stupid cartoon, except for one thing, actual people probably do get killed. You know, innocent people mostly. People that have no power, that's usually how it works. You know, you take the pores, you put them in the wood chipper. Periodically, you have to put them in the wood chipper. That is also part of American history. And by the way, that's part of world history. Take the poor people, put them in the wood chipper. First, you got to explain how terrible they are, and how they're roaches, and how they're crap. You need to do documentaries like Seattle is Dying. And so by the time people, you know, get to that point, they don't see human beings, they see garbage. And what do you do with garbage? You ship it someplace. So yeah, the Iron Sky timeline makes sense now. It makes a lot more sense. I don't know that it should bring you any comfort. It should bring you no comfort, because it just seems like smoke to me. How incredibly silly it's become. And the fact that people can quote-unquote believe it, either in terms of thinking Trump is Hitler or in terms of thinking Trump is here to help them, the fact that people have bought into it, it sort of boggles the mind. The only thing you're left with is something terrible is about to happen, and people are substituting in their heads the make-believe bullshit for something quite real that they have no clue about. You know, the divorce lawyer's coming. Let the kids watch a movie. Let them play a video game. Let Aunt Sassafras take them to Pizza Hut. Because the divorce lawyer's coming. The divorce lawyer's coming. And we don't want the kids to know about it until it's too fucking late. There's this neat trick. I'm going to teach you one neat trick. Everybody online, on the internet, on YouTube has neat tricks now. Like, listen to my one neat trick. I have one neat trick. I have one neat trick. If you want to rob a bank, if you want to drive a tank, if you want to set a fire, I'm not going to be a liar. I got one neat trick. You just have to say one word. Holocaust. You want to rape somebody? You want to blow them up? You want to erase a whole family from the family tree? I got one trick, you see. You just stand in front of a camera and say, Holocaust. Then you can be satanic. Then you can hang out with Rabbi Shmuley. I call him Rabbi Herpes, because when I look at a guy like that, I don't say to myself, this guy has herpes. No. When you really look at him, you basically end up saying, he is herpes. But isn't it a neat trick? It's a neat trick. Something I was thinking on the other day, because you have to understand the timeline. In all likelihood, the Israelis started working on a nuclear weapon probably almost immediately after the quote-unquote State of Israel was created. In fact, that's way more likely than they caught up real late in the game in the late 1960s or something. Think about a people that have been so beaten down, so humbled, so mistreated by history. Think about a people that the first thing they'd think of doing is building a nuke. And again, I'm not saying that you don't get there. Modern China, it took them a long ass time to get there. But they got there. They got to the point where they decided to build a nuke because they got tired of being treated like shit. But what do you say about that? What do you say about that kind of people? They're not good people. The first thought they have is, I'm going to build a nuclear weapon. Why? Why? We're told they were the ones who were going to build bridges and bring peace. But the truth is, right from the beginning, all they brought to the Middle East was violence. Either in the form of the Stern Gang or other, you know, Palestinian Zionist gangs, terrorist gangs that went around blowing up hotels and you know what? Gee, we never talk about that, do we? At all. Or when they finally got their country, they immediately started taking land. You know, crooked HOAs are going to do what they do. And then you get Hollywood to make a movie every couple of years. You remember the film Exodus? Oh, it's based on that great book. I know, the true book called Exodus, about all of these refugees out of the concentration camps who had nowhere to go. So you got to dump them in the Middle East. All of it sounds great until you dig a little deeper. But what you're left with is, if you use one word in the year 2025, you can drop 10,000 tons of TNT per square mile and most people won't fucking care. Just one word. Holocaust. You see, I taught you a neat fucking trick, didn't I, buddy? Do you know what Star Wars taught us? Do you know what the Star Wars movies ultimately taught us? Every problem, every obstacle, every malady is really an STD. Every time you see a bad guy, every time you think you see a good guy, every time you see good guys and bad guys lobbing nukes at each other and killing a bunch of innocent, you know, neutral people, you know what it is. It's a fucking STD. Yeah. I'll go to the next topic on that one. Here's a quote from Dr. Freckles. The Vegas Strip in June feels like the inside of a used condom. Now, this is true. 10 years ago, I visited Vegas for a business-related thing. I think it was a power school conference. I don't know why they held those in Vegas. Vegas is really a disgusting place. And I'm not saying this because I'm some Christian prude. It's gross. It's almost like you say to yourself, is there anything there that you can touch that's clean? Is the interesting question. The interesting question isn't where do you find the rot and the evil and the greasiness, the slickness, that's everywhere. But is there any part of that place you could touch that's clean? And the answer is probably not. And the truth is, that's probably everything anyways, right? We talked about that yesterday. You know, this idea of holy land. There's never been a chunk of earth since we got kicked out of Eden. And you need to read the curses, brothers and sisters, because it's pretty fucking clear. In the Old Testament and the New Testament, if somebody tries to sell you on a piece of dirt being holy, they're not representing God. They're representing somebody, probably the local realtor, but they're not really representing God. There are parts of the land that are sacred to people. This is true. And if you look up the root of the word sacred, you'll understand why. You'll know because you'll know. So there's much of the world that is sacred to people, but there is not one square inch that could be called holy. Okay, not if you're a Christian. You can't say, oh, this land here is holy. No, chances are somebody got killed there too. Probably just about every inch of planet Earth has seen some blood. And yeah, there might be some unfrozen Neanderthal ghost coming to see us pretty soon, right at the end. To be the gentle reminders that we were always asshole. Like the meme, except for all of us, you know? Dan, not me. I live off the grid. I know, I know. You went to Cabela's the other day, didn't you? Dan, I only go to Walmart for eggs. I know, only for eggs. We're all on the same Death Star, brothers and sisters. In fact, at this point, you might as well call the planet Death Star. And the only question is, how does it end? Because I know how it ends. It always ends the same way. The Death Star explodes. And you can say, well, I was never a stormtrooper. I didn't fly those TIE fighters or whatever. I was never friends with Vader, blah, blah, blah. It doesn't matter. You probably delivered pizza to a guy that works for a guy that works for a guy that works for Vader. So yeah, you did your part, shithead. Oh, I only raised organic food and sold it. I know, you sold the farmer's market where the guy that works for the guy that works for the guy that actually schedules the bombs that get delivered to Israel. I know, you're innocent, fucker. And you're the same fucker who will come back and say, well, there's nobody innocent in Gaza, Dan. No one's innocent there. So if they did drop 100,000 tons of TNT on a footprint about the size of Dresden, then they had to, right? And there's got to be hostages still alive, right? You've seen those pictures. Where the fuck are the... Oh, they're in the underground tunnels. You mean the Jew tunnels. That's racist. I know you suffer. You suffer more than anyone. I want to hold a vigil for your continued suffering. It's where we're at. Vegas is not a holy place, obviously, but there are people who'd say, you know, Rome is a holy place, and historically, there's just no basis for that. Historically, it could be sacred to some people because of all the blood that's been spilled there, but to call it holy is insane. And as far as Jerusalem goes, and where they killed the Christ, murdered the Christ, actually, put him to death, tortured him, you can call it sacred. But it's not really holy, is it? It's dirt, and it's actually dirt where the Son of God was murdered. Tell me again, Mr. and Mrs. Evangelical, do you understand your Bible? Do you understand what holy is? Because it's not dirt. It isn't your home. It isn't the concrete you just poured. It isn't that bridge or that highway or that nuclear missile. It isn't some Elon Musk rocket going to the sky. And it's nowhere in a place where everybody's gonna die. Yeah, you need to read your curses, Mr. and Mrs. Evangelical, because you think you're living in Eden, or worse yet, you think you're living in a kingdom. You are deeply flawed. Whatever we're living in, either there's no God, or this is definitely, seems like, really close to you-know-what time. And people are that fallen, including me. That broken. But lest we forget the infinite suffering of one people, not the indigenous peoples, not the third world, not the first world, not various colors of races and peoples around the planet. No, there's only ever been one people that's ever had the right to use the word suffering. And you know who we're talking about. It's not that complicated. It's a phrase you must repeat every night before you sleep. With the rest so near in sight, body and mind give up the fight, and you know it's right, you know it's so right, no one suffers as much as the Jew. From movie's end, from playground friend, to high school and college, through every twist and bend, you always know with clarity of smoke, of cremation and gas, and Dachau glass, a message we do send, no one suffers as much as the Jew. Commencement speech, we hear the teach, caring words, instant blurbs, never, ever, 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 never, ever, ever forget. And as your pops dies of drink, as your mom bleeds into the sink, as your sister whores around, you can hear that incessant sound. No one has ever suffered as much as the Jews. Your hair turns gray, the sky flag waves. Millions march towards their graves, mystery men with gleaming eyes, selling us these rotten skies, dirty food for the brood, dirty lives in return, and the world burns, that noise again seems to belie. No person can know the ultimate pain of the Jews. And when the world winds down, a turtle with a frown, an ape alive in a cave, so very brave, the last living being to eat the moss, a boss of oblivion and loss, as he shambles towards the night, as he struggles up the road, a turtle to a toad will say, on that last cancer day, no one suffers like the Jew. No one suffers as much as the Jew. Jewish suffering doth renew Satan's grasp upon the world. I broke into tears just now, thinking about the infinite pain. I feel the sadness. My eyes are glossed over. They are shrink-wrapped in salty tears, thinking about the infinite pain of the Jews. If you feel the eternal pain of the Jews, retweet this message for your continued suffering, for their continued suffering, for our continued suffering, because nobody suffers like they do. The Jew. It is Monday, March the 31st, 2025, Beau Blimp Doc. It is just after 7:23 a.m. And hey, we're all hanging out, we're all talking and chatting. And you can say to yourself or ask yourself, Dan, do you think you've found the answer? No. No, I'm kind of glad I've thrown away a bad idea, but the thing is, there are so many bad ideas. And some of these bad ideas we throw away will cling to, and in that sense, they become a limited hangout. I don't know the truth yet. I know there's a lot of smoke. And as far as the infinite suffering goes, I know that's bullshit too, but it still doesn't tell me what the truth is. It's like when somebody says, Dan, did you know there are beetles eating the trees in California? Dan, did you know there are drunken trees in Alaska being eaten by beetles? And all I can say to these freaks is, the beetles are the wrecking crew. You're late to the game, okay? It's not the canary in the coal mine. You're quoting me, the fat lady. That's what you're doing. I don't know the answer, but you were so oblivious, you didn't notice over the course of 15 years that those windshields on the trucks weren't so messy from the bugs no longer. Yeah, a hit here, a hit there, but not much, not really. That's weird, right, Mega Man? So no, I don't know the full answer. I don't know the full truth. I think like most of us, we're still in a cloud of smoke. And when the smoke clears, I think probably if we do figure out the truth, it's going to be too late to help. And also, I don't fucking care. If the truth is we're on the verge of you know what, you know, the end times, it's not my business to know. We should be ready. We should be able to read the signs. I should be living the kingdom life. But the fact is, I haven't been living the kingdom life. So if there's a rapture, I'm not invited. And if there isn't, it doesn't matter anyways. And it could be we're on the verge of a 100-year crackup around the world, economic, sociological, everything that can go wrong will go wrong. It could be we're on the verge of the singularity, where super robots create super dildos, and those super dildos inject us with super vaccines, mRNA, that transform us into super porn stars, and the first porn republic, Hooker Republic of Mars, is formed in the year 2047, and I'm a representative to the first Hooker Republic, because I'm half robot by then. Could be. It could be that they're setting things up for a nuclear war, and you won't know why because you won't have time to think about it. I've read a few patents about using nuclear weapons to cool the Earth, so hey, these fruitcakes, you never know what they're going to do. As far as Alex Jones goes, oh my God. If you listened to Alex Jones back in 2011, in fact, what would be cool would be to transmit video of Alex Jones today backwards in time 15 years, because I kind of think he would know. He would run out of the building. I kind of think this has been a thing for a long time. He was always supposed to be the Pied Piper of despair. Understand that. That was always going to be his fucking job. All the trials, all the fucking sheep dicking and sheep dipping, all of it was for the purpose to set him up so he could Pied Piper you into a cloud of smoke. But you still don't know what's going on. So could be the singularity, could be the crack up, could be the end times, could be something so bad they would gaslight billions of people for half a decade. Yeah, what's that? Is that a surprise party? Is that a cozy winter where we all get coffee and donuts at some point? What is that? So we'll see, right? But by the time the smoke clears, whatever it is that's on the menu is not going to be an option for you or me. We'll see. I can't really tell you for certain what comes next. I can tell you I think it's going to be insane, and I think it's going to be dangerous, and I think a lot of people are probably going to die. And also, everybody dies, and death does not mean the world is over. It just means, yeah, death. And it's not how you die, it's how you live. So my best advice is the advice I've been trying to give consistently for, yeah, a long time. Live your life. Try to do the things that make you happy. Do things that are fulfilling and meaningful, and understand that there's a good chance you can't change any of it. It's like Dane Wigington. I recommend him because I think he is probably on the ball when it comes to geoengineering. But I can't tell you that he's 100% trustworthy. You know, he has this belief that if people knew the truth, they would rise up and revolt. Here's what I think. I think Mayhaw Man, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., sometime in about a month or two, is going to come out and say, we figured it out, we solved it, we done did it. The government's been secretly geoengineering for 70 years. And maybe even Dane Wigington gets invited to the White House and probably gets a presidential, you know, Medal of Freedom. And then they shut it down for a couple weeks in June, you know, June. June and Chicago and other places. And then by July, people are saying, hey, you know that toxic shit that killed my grandpa, my grandma, and gave him Alzheimer's? Can you start spraying it again? Because my friend dropped dead, you know, from the heat, you know, from the wet bulb, from the combination of humidity and temperature, something that a lot of us who were in the military back in the 90s knew about, but Mega Man wants to pretend it's some sort of a limited hangout. Yeah, okay, Mega Man. That's where we're at in the game. Have a great rest of your Monday.